我更愿意相信在某一个地方，其实所有你想的人都在一起。
I was so sure we would always be together.
Chinese romantic drama Somewhere Only We Know, filmed in the Czech capital Prague, introduced Chinese moviegoers to the European city last year and left many deeply impressed by its beauty. Thomas Craigie, executive producer of Milk and Honey Pictures, participated in the shooting of the film.
And at the time, 2 years ago, they started looking for some city.Where they could basically produce this European story, which this European story, you know, has been very essential, you know, for the movie itself. At that time, they have been looking at Paris. Since Paris turned out to be so expensive, they basically changed their mind, and instead of shooting in Paris, you know, they basically decided to shoot here in Prague.
Prague not only boasts a number of fairy tale castles, but also allows tax savings of 60% compared with Paris. The Czech government has established a film reward plan to attract producers from around the world. Katerina Kalistova is the Czech Deputy Minister of Culture.
We pay back 20% of money spending in the Czech Republic to the Czech residents.That's how we support it, financially, but in the Czech Republic we have very nice locations. We have a very dense net of castles and chateaus, why the international productions go to Czech Republic very often. And I hope that we will have more Chinese productions here.
More Chinese directors and producers are planning to look for film subjects in Prague.Craigie says he's doing 3 Chinese films.
Now, Chinese audience, you know, thinks far more international. You know, China wants to basically kind of wants to be seen in the context of everybody else living outside of China.
China and the Czech Republic signed a memorandum of understanding on film exchanges and cooperation last November.This cooperation has not only boosted cultural exchanges between the two countries, but also stimulated tourism development. According to Czech Tourism Administration, the number of Chinese tourists visiting the Czech Republic each year has increased from just 17,000 in 2005 to more than 250,000 last year. For CRI, this is Guo Yan.